100.7 KGBI, safe for the whole family. It's Dave and Kristen in the morning, and our special guest today is Meredith Andrews, and Meredith's brand new album just came out yesterday, and Meredith kind of started off with a bang. The first release from this album was called Not For a Moment. Great song. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, well, Not For a Moment is a song that I wrote with my husband Jacob and our friend Mia Fields, and you know, it was just kind of, we set up a writing session in Nashville, and we just started talking about the faithfulness of God. And, you know, that's not a new concept by any stretch, but we started just kind of thinking, like, well, how can we say this in a way that maybe is a little bit fresh or maybe is a little bit new? And so we kind of just came up with Not For a Moment Will You Forsake Me. And it was just amazing, like, how the song unfolded, and God just gave us the lyrics, and Jacob was on the piano playing this beautiful melody, and Mia and I were just in the corner, like, bawling, and, you know, and God just met us there and gave us a song that was really special. But it wasn't until after that, actually a few months after, when my husband and I walked through some really difficult things with both of our families. My brother, my younger brother, walking down a path that just wasn't good, and making some bad choices and things that were just really hard for our family, and just breaking my parents' hearts, and, you know, just kind of going up his own way, you know. And then the next week, being home in Louisiana, which is where my husband is from, and packing up the car to go to the hospital to meet his cousin's baby, and getting the call that she had no heartbeat, this Aww. Baby at 40 weeks.
Aww.
And, you know, these things that we're walking through, and, like, I mean, you know, when you just get blindsided yeah. by stuff like that, and you don't expect it. It just comes out of nowhere, and you're just like, why? I don't understand. And I remember just, like, kind of processing through both of those situations and feeling that, like, the Lord was just saying to me, Meredith, do you believe that I'm good, even when it's hardest to believe it? And, you know, you've written a song, I've given you this song, but I want you to believe it at the core of who you are, that no matter how dark the valley and deep the valley is that you're walking through, that I'm still on my throne. I still love you with an everlasting love, a perfect love. I have a plan and a purpose in all of this, a purpose and plans to prosper you, not to harm you. And it's for your good and for my glory. So just trust me. And so, you know, that's what we cling to when we walk through things that we don't understand or can't fix or figure out, or we feel just completely alone. We just have to go back to God's promises. What does God's word say? And God's word says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you.
Wow, Meredith. Wow, I'm looking forward to hearing this whole album. I mean, just...
Yeah. Oh, cool. Thanks.
I am too. Always one of my favorite people, Meredith Andrews.
It's called Worth It All, in stores yesterday. And yay for the baby on the way.
Yeah.
I know. Album release this month, baby release next month.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Meredith. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a joy to talk with you guys.
Meredith Andrews on 100.7 KGBI.